Comprehensive Stock Analysis Video Transcript for Wipro Limited. Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today we're diving deep into a comprehensive stock analysis of Wipro Limited, ticker symbol WT, one of India's leading IT services giants. If you're looking to understand whether Wipro is a solid investment for your portfolio, you're in the right place. We're going to break down everything from their financials, revenue streams, recent performance, and even intrinsic value. So, grab a coffee, hit that like button, and let's get started. Before we jump into the numbers, let's set the stage. Wipro Limited is a global leader in information technology, consulting, and business process services, headquartered in Bengaluru, India. With over 234,000 employees worldwide, they've been a key player in the tech space since their founding in 1945. Today, we're not just scratching the surface, we're going deep into their financial health, market positioning, and long-term potential. If you're new to investing in Indian IT stocks, or just curious about Wipro's trajectory, stick around because this is going to be a detailed ride. Let's kick things off with a closer look at Wipro's background. Founded over 7 decades ago, Wipro started as a vegetable oil manufacturer before pivoting to IT in the 1980s. Today, they operate in 3 main segments: IT services, IT products, and India state-run enterprises. Their IT services segment is the bread and butter, offering digital transformation, cloud computing, and AI solutions to clients across industries like banking, healthcare, and retail. They've got a massive global footprint with significant operations in the Americas, Europe, and Asia Pacific. Under the leadership of CEO Srinivas Pallia, Wipro is pushing hard into next-gen tech like generative AI, as seen in recent partnerships with companies like HanesBrands and Odido. But the question is, does this translate into a compelling investment case? Let's dig into the numbers to find out. All right, let's talk revenue. Wipro's top line has shown steady growth over the years, with fiscal year 2025 revenue clocking in at approximately 890.9 billion INR, roughly $10.6 billion USD at current exchange rates. That's a marginal decrease from 897.6 billion INR in 2024, which raises some eyebrows, but let's break it down by segment to see what's driving the numbers. Their IT services segment dominates, contributing the lion's share at around 781.8 billion INR in 2022, based on the latest detailed segmentation data we have. IT products and India state-run enterprises pale in comparison, with just 6.2 billion and 7.3 billion INR, respectively, in the same year. Geographically, while India accounts for a smaller chunk at 25.9 billion INR, the Americas and Europe are the heavy hitters, though exact recent figures for these regions are less granular in public data. Recent news from Reuters highlights that Wipro beat third-quarter revenue expectations in 2026, driven by growth in parts of their Americas business, particularly in communications, health, and consumer segments. This suggests they're still gaining traction in key markets despite macro headwinds like global IT spending slowdowns. However, the slight year-over-year revenue dip in 2025 tells me they're not immune to client budget cuts in discretionary tech projects. Long-term, their focus on high-growth areas like AI and cloud could be a game-changer, but they need to execute flawlessly to outpace competitors. What do you think? Can Wipro keep this momentum going? Drop your thoughts in the comments. Now, let's move to earnings. For the fiscal year 2025, Wipro reported a net income of 131.4 billion INR, up from a 100.5 billion INR in 2024. That's a solid jump, translating to an EPS of 12.56 INR compared to 10.45 INR the prior year. This improvement signals better profitability, likely driven by cost optimization and higher margin projects. Looking at the Q2 2026 earnings announcement, Wipro continued to show resilience, though specific figures for Q3 2026 are still fresh and not fully detailed in our dataset. The key takeaway from recent reports is their ability to grow earnings despite flat revenue, a sign of operational efficiency. However, I'm cautious about sustainability if revenue doesn't pick up. Margins are critical in this industry, and Wipro's gross profit margin stands at a respectable 29.6% for 2025, with a net profit margin of 14.6%. These numbers are decent, but lag behind some peers like TCS or Infosys, so they've got room to improve. Diving into the earnings call transcripts for Q2 2026, management struck an optimistic tone. They emphasized growth in strategic areas like AI-enabled IT modernization and highlighted key client wins, such as the multi-year deal with Hanes Brands for GenAI-led transformation. They also noted steady demand in the Americas, which aligns with the Reuters report on Q3 performance. However, there was acknowledgement of softness in discretionary IT spending, a common theme across the sector. Management's focus seems to be on differentiating through innovation, but they didn't shy away from mentioning near-term challenges. I appreciate the transparency, but investors should note that execution risks remain if global economic conditions worsen. What's your take on management's commentary? Are they convincing enough for you? Let's get into the nitty-gritty of Wipro's financial statements. On the balance sheet for 2025, Wipro holds total assets of 1.29 trillion INR, up from 1.15 trillion in 2024. Cash and cash equivalents stand at 122 billion INR, a healthy increase from 96.9 billion last year, giving them a strong liquidity position with a current ratio of 2.18. Total liabilities are at 456 billion INR, resulting in a low debt-to-equity ratio of 0.23, which I love to see. It means they're not over-leveraged and have room to borrow if needed for growth initiatives. Looking at the income statement, operating income for 2025 was 151.3 billion INR, up from 136.1 billion in 2024, showing better operational performance. Free cash flow is also robust at 154.4 billion INR for 2025, reflecting strong cash generation with a free cash flow yield of 5.2%. This is a great sign for dividend sustainability and reinvestment potential. Their ROE of 15.5% and ROIC of 9.5% are solid, though not spectacular compared to top-tier competitors. Overall, the financial health looks stable, but I'd like to see more aggressive growth in operating margins to truly stand out. Now let's talk valuation. Wipro's current price-to-earnings ratio for the trailing 12 months is 21.12, which isn't overly expensive compared to the industry average of 35.09 for IT services. Their price-to-sales ratio of 3.08 also seems reasonable given their revenue base. Looking at forward PE ratios, analysts peg Wipro at 20.14 for 2026, dropping to 17.99 by 2028, suggesting the stock might be fairly valued with modest growth expectations baked in. However, with a market cap of around $28.8 billion and an enterprise value of 2.88 trillion INR, I wonder if the market is fully pricing in their potential in AI and digital transformation. Their dividend yield of 4.1% is attractive for income investors, but growth investors might want more upside. Compared to peers like Infosys or TCS, Wipro's valuation looks middle of the road. Not a screaming buy, but not overpriced either. I'm curious, what's your threshold for a good PE in this sector? Let me know. All right, let's break down Wipro's SWOT analysis to understand their strategic position. Strengths. Wipro's IT services revenue is a powerhouse, consistently driving growth with a focus on high-demand areas like cloud and AI. Their global presence, especially in the Americas, gives them a diversified client base, and recent partnerships like Odido and Hanes Brands show they're winning big contracts. Weaknesses. Revenue growth has been sluggish lately, with a dip in 2025, signaling vulnerability to global IT spending cuts. Their margins also lag behind top competitors, which could hurt profitability if cost pressures mount. Opportunities. The push into generative AI and digital transformation is a massive opportunity. With businesses worldwide digitizing, Wipro could capture significant market share if they lead in innovation. Emerging markets also offer untapped potential for expansion. Threats. Intense competition from TCS, Infosys, and global players like Accenture is a constant threat. Economic slowdowns could further dampen client spending, and currency fluctuations, given their international exposure, pose risks to earnings. Overall, Wipro has a strong foundation but needs to accelerate growth and margin improvement to stay ahead. What do you think is their biggest hurdle right now? Let's check out Wipro's recent stock performance. Over the past week, the stock is down 5.17%, and over the past month, it's down 1.79%. However, the three-month performance shows a slight uptick of 3%, which is a glimmer of hope. Longer term, though, it's been rough, down 7.09% over 6 months, 16.67% over the past year, and a disappointing 13.25% over 5 years. Compared to the broader technology sector, which is up 24.25% over the past year, Wipro is underperforming significantly. Looking at the chart, there's no clear breakout or bullish trend in the short term. The stock seems stuck in a consolidation phase, and with a beta of 1.03, it's moving roughly in line with the market's volatility. For short-term traders, I'd watch key support levels around 250. If it breaks below, we might see more downside. Long-term investors might want to wait for a catalyst like stronger revenue growth or a major contract win before jumping in. What's your take on this chart? Are you seeing any patterns I missed? Now let's dive into intrinsic value analysis to see if Wipro is undervalued or overpriced. I've run the numbers using a discounted cash flow model, factoring in their free cash flow of 154.4 billion INR for 2025, a conservative growth rate of 5% over the next 5 years based on historical trends and industry outlook, and a discount rate of 8% to account for risk. I've also considered terminal growth of 2.5% beyond the forecast period, aligning with long-term GDP growth expectations. After crunching the numbers, my intrinsic value estimate for Wipro comes out to approximately 320 cents per share, compared to the current price of 275. This suggests the stock might be undervalued by about 16%, offering a potential margin of safety for long-term investors. However, this assumes they can maintain cash flow growth and navigate competitive pressures. If revenue stagnates or margins compress, this estimate could drop. Remember, intrinsic value is just a guide, not a guarantee. Always do your own research. Do you think 320s is a fair target, or am I being too optimistic? Let me know. So, what's the final verdict on Wipro Limited? Honestly, it's a mixed bag. On the positive side, they've got a strong balance sheet, decent earnings growth, and exciting prospects in AI and digital transformation. Their valuation doesn't scream overpriced, and my intrinsic value estimate suggests there could be upside. However, sluggish revenue growth, underperformance relative to peers, and a lackluster stock chart over the past year give me pause. For long-term investors, Wipro could be a steady hold with a nice dividend yield, but I'd want to see stronger top-line growth before calling it a buy. For short-term traders, the lack of momentum means you might want to wait for a clearer trend. That's my take. What's yours? Are you bullish or bearish on Wipro? Drop your thoughts in the comments, and don't forget to like, subscribe, and hit that notification bell for more deep dives like this. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next video. End of transcript.